Dan Wenzel here. Hello to everyone out there in Podcastia. That's what I call the kingdom which annexed Radioland, in case you didn't know that. So I know a lot of podcasts have been putting out extra content since many of us are stuck at home right now due to COVID-19. And since all the cool kids are doing it, today I'm finally getting out some of the content in our blooper reel. There's a decent amount. We like to have fun in the booths, and I will miss that until we get together to record again, which will happen. Tomorrow, look for something else. What that will be is a story I wrote for Jill before we were married. It's a cute little fairy tale, and, well, it's kind of dear to both of our hearts, so I hope you can share in that a little bit. Also, coming soon, Six Lovers in Florence. Yes, that's right. This was the first play ever done by Seat of Our Pants players. And we're bringing it to you as an audio play. I'm still working out the kinks and doing a recording while still maintaining social distance. There's some technical issues that are new and different and interesting for all of us. So, more details to come on that one. If you're absolutely cannot wait to hear our version of the audio play, you can go over to Amazon and get the script for Kindle or for even a hard copy, Six Lovers in Florence by Daniel Wenzel. And yes, we will be releasing this month's play on the 29th, as usual. It just so happens that this month's show is the shortest one we ever did. It's a cute little show, and we hope you'll enjoy it. But especially right now, I figured some extra content would be very nice for everybody. All right, those are all my announcements for now. Maybe some big news on the horizon, but you'll hear about that soon enough. We'll be back in touch soon, but for now, have fun listening to us having fun. Hey, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mrs. S.
Hello.
Wrong one. Wrong. Dang it, one letter. Hey, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mrs. S. H, dang it, Mrs. H. Mrs. H. I know.
Hello, Speedy. Okay. Yeah, but there's two kind of romances, kid. The happily ever after kind and the never was there a story. I hate Shakespeare. I don't just want the address off his slate. I don't just want the address off his... Oh my god!
Safely ensconced in the sacristy.
Sometimes it's hard.
And since when don't you want the address off?
I mean... Yeah.
Alright, Golnix, come on in.
Any notes for Golnix before I go in there?
He is a pompous jerk. Don't...
Tell me about the species.
They're humans with a different prosthesis on their forehead.
dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun.
To do that.
I'm not going to read any of the scripts before I come here. It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. We are now getting the impression of what the listeners are getting.
Yes, don't read any of the scripts before you get here. That's perfectly fine.
I don't. This is soup.
I know.
Come on.
We're going to make you cry inside.
It's the wrong hand, dummy.
All right.
Keratin is said to be a core part of De Bullshorn's organization. You are a sick man.
I'm introducing children to science.
It's not a cold, it's just allergies.
I always said Sally was kind of a snot.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's the worst one that's come out.
That's what blows.
I'm not sorry I'm interrupting you, Dirk.
When are you ever, Sally?
It's her middle name. So you're expanding on how much information that you know about her.
No, I know. It's just quite a mouthful.
Yeah.
What? Dan Reddy, quite a mouthful? I don't think so.
Never. I deserve that. Go ahead.
I need to write the scene where Heidi and Dirk just go to a bar.
That was hard.
Our lives are terrible.
And now with our fill-in newscasters.
Or Dirk's just drunk on the air.
Drinking with Lieutenant Harper.
I would like to do the lead-in on anyway again.
Oh, good.
Come and see how good I look. Sally voice.
I love your Sally voice.
I have a turkey right here.
All right, let me get the credits quick.
One new face.
How will you get
it? Like Destiny's Child. New face.
No, I actually wrote this specifically so that there wouldn't ever be more than four people in the booth.
He says that now, let's
catch him. I think I got it.
Except for that last rewrite.
Crap.
You take very good care of the people of this town.
And of my dance partners, Mr. Rake.
You should kill more of them.
Well, that was what the weak beer is for. It's not really beer.
I just realized Silas and Jesse are from Philadelphia, but they have the perfect Western names.
Yeah.
It's almost like you were meant to move out west.
They're from West Philly.
Born and raised?
West Philadelphia. Born and raised.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Getting a little too fresh here, people.
Reggie, what are you doing?
Amelia!
Looks like your memory is back.
Get in this booth!
Is this the way it's going to be between us, Reggie? You're always just going to be bossing me around.
Yes. You're going to get in the booth and you're going to get out the booth and you're not going to... Never mind.
Looks like I married my father.
No, this would be...
the blooper reel is quite long.
Kids, maybe come in there and shut you up.
Do you want me to do the... that first line on on mic?
Yeah, take it from your first line, please.
Okay.
Reggie, what are you doing?
Amelia? No way. Amelia! Now we're really in a spaghetti western.
Reggie, where'd you go?
Amelia, I don't know.
Okay, sorry. There will be bruising, which may take some time to fade, but I don't really think there's any lasting damage, Miss Amelia.
Too much punctuation, though.
Right? Yeah, it's just threw me for a loop.
You are not.
Commas and periods, what are these?
Why do the East Coasters get all the punctuation?
Well, because he's a doctor, he can afford the extra punctuation.
I've got this.
Wheel of Fortune, now handing out lower rewards than ever because of buying punctuation.
Is Jesse all right?
Sorry, I still have an ice cube in my mouth.
We told you to stay away from the lemonade.
Man, Amelia was using that. She had her nose, bloody nose all over it. You were over there licking it? You are hardcore.
You want me to feed that to
you? You can.
We,
that's
we
fine.
Couldn't afford to get iced tea. I'm sorry.
Or ice cube or.
We have an ice cube with them.
Water ice.
We're from Philly. It's water ice.
Water.
Water ice.
Is that the cover band?
It goes ding, 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 ding. Oh, wait.
And so much of your livelihood depends on what's. When so much of your livelihood depends on what's being put on. I wrote this.
We know.
Other music and sound effects provided by www.freesfx.killme.
Please continue, Mr.
Truskowski. Algernon Truskowski.
Wow.
That would be my line. More
no.
Yeah, okay. Jill thought that we talked over you when you were ad-libbing.
That's a good job.
I'm not looking at the script right now.
I don't shut up. You know that, Jill. My guess is that there is more... As for unknowable, my guess is that... I can't say this.
And treason.
It's unspeakable.
Dang it!
As for no...
As for unknowable, my guess is that this is more of a mystery.
Mordecai's a ventriloquist. As for knowable, I can see I'm dropping, or I'm...
Andreessen. It's Andreessen.
As for Andreessen. As for unknowable,
I'm a cat.
Meow.
Tune in next time for something even creepier.
Tax season.
We might one day get as far back as Roman Empire, but that's a future project.
A future project to go further into the past?
So we have a prepositional problem. Deal with it.
It just dawned on me. I probably don't need to be in there at all.
Do you know that the Metradelphia University Dragon Slayer's name is Mud?
Which is what they play when they're not on the field.
I do now.
Because it's all about the booth. About the booth. High five for that one.
Your end is nigh.
Hi, Daddy.
Yeah.
Hi, Auntie.
Oh, hello, sweetie. I baked you some cookies.
Oh, thanks.
Snickerdoodles.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Ethel. They're my favorite.
Okay, I have to now have Ethel say the word
snickerdoodle. That's a good one, yeah.
But if Ethel was still listening at the door, I figured I'd try to give her a heart attack.
Oh, you're so funny, Mr. Detective.
Now where's my nitroglycerin?
Don't care. There will be one of those, like, added extras, and it would be like Ethel's commentary the whole episode.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the director's cut. And then they said this.
If I may offer some solicited advice,
I'll go ahead and solicit it. It'll make it easier for you.
Bring in the women's.
Lamentation of the weepins.
The weepins?
The weepins of the weemins?
Ooh. Hey there.
Hello.
I'm kind of right here.
Oh, jeez.
Okay there, Jack.
Oh, God.
Dang!
Oh, no.
Dang!
Did you just say ding?
I've been a very dingy recording session.
No, you got this many dingbats in the studio.
It's like we're lost in the ocean.
I was scrolling on Facebook. My nieces and nephews love the fact that I'm on Facebook.
Oh, God.
I'm on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Next, it'll be the Instagram.
Instagram. That would mean Ethel had to have somebody stupid enough to make a child
with
her.
Hey, Mr. Detective Big Shot.
Not nice guy, remember?
Crap, she's on Tinder.
You've been listening to Jack McCoy, Private Eye, Cupid's Just Okay, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. I'm going to do that again because my phone was vibrating 4 inches from the mic.
Let me mute
the disembodied voice of Gladys.
And how I come up with
it. If only this were the first time that's happened.
It was only that one time I was supposed to be in the air duct, but it wasn't in the right air duct.
I set it as Morty's ringtone.
Mm. Morty. Morty. Morty.
No, Janet would never set Gladys's voice as a ringtone.
But Gladys would. If she can make that little thing work, it always gets sort of squishy.
There is also Professor Rusta.
No.
Yes. Sorry. Ritza?
Yes.
Okay. There is also Professor Ritza.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Do you want to do that again, or is that okay? Because that was awesome.
There was a nice long pause, so I think I can edit out.
Awesome.
Okay. Pavel has developed a slow leak.
Ah, Shelby, you will give them the wrong impression of Professor Rutza.
Damn it, I almost made it. I don't want to be in the booth with Adam anymore.
Okay.
Wait a second. Becca's wearing yellow.
Oh, no! Ah!
Bobble, cancel my appointments for the afternoon. I need to go get a chai latte.
Right.
Oh, I do have one more.
Yeah.
I
gotta get
back. Sweetheart, did I leave the trank gun in the hotel room?
No, you are carrying it, like yes. You always do, next to the taser.
Good morning to you both.
We have a couple of junk here. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's reading in the future.
I am. I'm in the future.
Man, she's good. I'll give her my $16.95 anytime.
Yes. Before you asked it.
No, but that's a great year, Janet. Come on, $16.95.
Oh, I remember when we went there. It was great.
Okay. Oh, that's true. We could be like the rock and roll ambassadors to Wednesday. I want to say that again.
All right.
I had a lot of phlegm.
Well, that's a hard word to say in a British accent. I didn't like that one so much.
That's right, do another one.
Arg!
I'm trying to figure out how to say this without it sounding absolutely wrong, and I'm going to fail
just,
anyway.
Just so,
can I have a moment or two of heavy breathing? And, yep, no, but just a few moments of just the exercise.
Do I need to answer that, or would you rather use your limited time off getting moving? See ya!
Silas, I'm coming for ya! Run!
That ain't me on that wanted poster.
You hush your mouth.
Take your own advice, Mr. Murphy.
I'm just talking about Shaft. What? You can't dig
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Fair enough. All right. let's take it from the line after Shaft.
I don't know what line
that is. I don't
know
what line that is because I don't see the connection here.
You hush your mouth. Just talking about Shaft.
I can just hear just general grunts. Sorry.
Hey, pal, let me have anything as long as it's a
You've already had your double.
you're cut off.
Oh, man, that's what the last guy told me.
And I'm sure he believes it's not possible for his snout to grow 5 times bigger in the next few seconds.
Hey! What's going on?
It's a shame he was so handsome.
I'm going to let you say that the way it's written.
What?
Get to her, I think.
Oh.
I don't think Dan cares, but I'm just being pedantic. Pedantic, whatever it is.
Would you be interested in joining the Society for the Nurturing of Unusual Gardens? The bride is a major contributor to Snug.
Really? Now? We're all about to die, and you're trying to get me to sign up? Are you out of your frickin' mind?
Is there a better time to look forward to your future than when it's almost here?
Those the lines?
No, that's much better than what's actually...
Am I supposed to be back in?
No, it's...
We need Amazon.
Amazon.
It's probably me. I'm not paying attention.
Large amounts of violence are going to happen. Of course it's you.
Oh, right.
Violence, yeah.
Forgot.
All right.
Been typecast again.
Magic flower with the oil.
My flower. Yeah.
Scream.
B. Apparently that didn't hit you at all.
Dan just smooched his own hand.
Aww.
Just like high school.
They always say self-love is the most important.
You. You kidding? Dan and I have kissed so often.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dan and I have kissed so often.
With such irrefutable scientific... Ugh. With
I
such... I can't. That. I can't. It's a lie. It's all lies. You sit on a news chair of lies. Did he just say yeet?
I was waiting for a giggity.
Did you yeet the albatross?
There's a whole poem about why that's a bad...
And a Monty Python sketch.
Yes.